Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Luis Castillo. Batting second. The right fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Torrey Hunter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting seventh. The DH, Rondell White. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Buck Bonser. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting third. The first baseman, Victor Martinez. Batting fourth. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Casey Blake. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Kelly Shoppack. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Josh Barfield. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Paul Byrd. And now, play ball. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Sizemore. The throw from Mauer and he is out, Punto applying the tag. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton strikes out. Two outs. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hafner hits a fly ball into right field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. Two outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trout Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Blake moves to third. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Shopak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Buescher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto bunts towards first. Martinez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Punto for the out. Buescher moves to second. Two outs. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Castillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Castillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buescher. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Barfield moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton bunts towards the mound. Bonser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Barfield moves to third. Sizemore moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau throws to second for one, and Punto throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Barfield scores. Sizemore scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peralta is 0 for 1 in the game. Peralta hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blake hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Trout Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blake moves to second. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0 for 1 in the game. Shopak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. Blake moves to third. Two outs. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Barfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blake scores. Shopak moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0. Indians. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Shopak moves to third. Barfield moves to second. Grady Sizemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Ramon Ortiz now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive towards short. Peralta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hafner hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peralta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peralta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Hafner moves to second. 2 outs. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hafner moves to third. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rondell White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blake fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buescher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White moves to third. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hunter. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shoppack is 0-for-2 in the game. Shoppack strikes out. 1 out. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Barfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Barfield hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hunter. Barfield reaches second base with a double. Nixon scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sizemore strikes out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barfield scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Castillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tyner hits a line drive towards short. Peralta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Rodriguez now playing second base. Juan Rincon now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hafner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hafner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Peralta hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Indians. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blake is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blake hits a fly ball into right field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Nixon strikes out. 2 outs. Kelly Shopak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shopak is 0-for-3 in the game. Shopak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubel hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Jeff Cirillo pinch hits for Rondale White. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buescher is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Buescher hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Punto is 0-2 in the game. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Josh Barfield is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Barfield is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Barfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Franklin Gutierrez pinch hits for Grady Sizemore. Franklin Gutierrez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gutierrez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gutierrez moves to second. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martinez is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hafner is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Franklin Gutierrez now playing center field. Mike Rouse now playing third base. Luis Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tyner is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Tyner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nixon. Tyner reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez moves to third. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mauer is 0-3 in the game. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Perez now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morneau is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rodriguez tags and scores. Tyner tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-3, Indians. Torrey Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunter is 0-3 in the game. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. The ball gets by Shoppack for a passed ball. Tyner scores. Mauer moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Indians. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cubel is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cubel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Gurrier now pitching. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Peralta is 2-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Peralta hits a fly ball into center field. Hunter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Rouse is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Rouse strikes out. Two outs. Trot Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nixon is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Kelly Shoppack is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shoppack is 0-4 in the game. Shopak hits a fly ball into right field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jenson Lewis now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cirillo strikes out. 1 out. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Buescher hits a fly ball into left field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-3 in the game. Punto strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.